Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
His brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to another exciting week. I'm giddy, David. It's another exciting week for
Jesus.
Me as we head back to God's gift of the weird.
Your diary.
Kentucky, you fuck.
I was close.
Broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, via parts unknown, Colorado. We are your hosts and 50% experts on all things Kentucky. I'm David Flora. He's Brent Hand.
I see you forgot the most important parts of the show. Us.
Yeah. Wait. Why 50%?
Those are the bots. They suck the end.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. He said 50% because Mr. Flora here, for those of you uninitiated or unknown, such as these bots here, it's from the land of Kentucky.
You heard?
Oh, the gift that keeps on giving, man. I swear. Why, sir, I have to ask you, is Kentucky the proverbial cornucopia of weird?
Kentucky is a place of variety. There are many types of variety of the land. We got lakes, rivers, forests, hills, mountains, plains,
trains, automobiles.
There's planes, there's trains, and other weird things like that. Newfangled, some may say. But no, man, like, here's the thing about Kentucky. There is, at the same time, a ton to do and nothing to do.
Yeah.
And so you kind of got to invent your own.
It's an outdoorsy. It's kind of like when we go to Tennessee.
It's Lisa and I go to Tennessee,
and we go there we do a lot of beach vacations, and we'll do like these week-long vacations where we might go to Vegas or California. But when I say Vegas, like, we drive and do other places and stuff like that.
Yeah.
When we go to, you know, Tennessee or Kentucky or somewhere like that, it's a different style vacation. We're up in the woods, in the mountains. Mm-hmm. We're staying in cabins. We're doing stuff like that. We're hiking. We're driving through stuff, doing trails and things like that. It's just a wild part of the country. Wild isn't the word I want to use, but do you kind of feel what I'm stepping on there?
Well, there's a ton of rural areas. And each one's unique. At the same time, they're all alike. Like,
right.
Kentucky's a state of dichotomies. It's mm-hmm. it's just both things existing at once. And if you love to hunt, fish, camp, that's the state for you. But if you're like me and you like to, I don't know, play D&D, backyard wrestle, and play video games, mm-hmm. there's plenty of room for that too, man.
Yeah.
And if you want to make moonshine or meth out in the woods, hey, there's plenty of that.
Yeah, the thing I think that, I don't know if I want to call it stigma, but the thing that a lot of people think of when they think of Kentucky is still the hillbillies, the people that in the foothills of Kentucky that were still there in the 50s and 60s and 70s even, that were still in their dirt floor places using outhouses and uneducated. And
they're still kinda, there.
They are. Yeah. It's gone by the wayside compared to what it used to be. But there are still some places like that. And the predominantly went out of fashion. I don't know if that's the word, with the expanse of education and things like that.
Well, they're trying to roll that back. So
yeah, well, that it's still this is the world we live in, and it's kind of an interesting experiment, and that's why we look at. There's so many fun things in this world of the weird that we've talked about on here, and we are heading back to Kentucky this week to talk inbreeding.
Yay. Oh, okay.
specifically, a case of inbreeding that led to. Something interesting. The Fugit family. Fugit. It rhymes with nougat. One you want to put in your mouth, the other one not so much.
Exactly. I went to college with a couple of Fugits.
Did you really?
Actually, there was a teacher I had in high school that was a Fugit as well.
That's pretty cool.
They weren't inbred.
Well, obviously not all nougats or fugits are inbred. But not only were the specific branch of them inbred to all hell, but they had a special trait. This family lived in the hills of Kentucky and were commonly known as the Blue Fugits or the Blue People of Kentucky.
This is way before everybody started making portmanteaus of words like the cool kids do. I mean, this is exactly set up to be Blugits.
The Blugits. Ooh, that's
the
hard.
Blugits.
Can we just call them the Blugits from now on? The Blugit.
That's what I'm doing.
Blugit. Blugit. Sounds like when you have you take some medicine. Do you take your Tussin? Oh, Mom, I don't want to take the Tussin. Take it. Blugit. You know, like Blugit. That trait I mentioned was a genetic trait that led to a blood disorder. You want to take this one?
Sure. Methemoglobinemia.
What it is, it causes the appearance of blue-tinged skin.
Fucking Smurf people.
Come on now, we're not name-calling. They were inbred, though, so, you know. And the Smurfs stayed away from a woman.
Yeah, it's a real problem because they also had to deal with gargamelanoma.
when they talk about this skin condition, they say the appearance of blue tinged skin. Some of these people were blue. And I mean blue.
Baba dee baba doo.
Yeah. They can't help having a trait. A person can't. That there's no faulting someone for having something like that, especially, you know, it gets handed down through your families and stuff like that. My mother actually had this thing called Lynch syndrome, which can cause you to have all sorts of cancers. It ended up, she died of it. Oof. And it's bad. And it was very common on her side of the family. Now, my father's side doesn't have it. My sister and I had to get tested for it. And if you get it, you can pass it on. If you don't get it, you can't. Thank God. And we were both negative for it. It was scary. It was like one of those things where, like, are we going to give it a death sentence or not?
That's amazing. See, I always thought, the good thing about that is you don't have that trait, but you do have the trait of having a good sense of humor, whereas I have the trait of being devilishly handsome, and it's just something I got to live with.
Oh.
Just got to live with it.
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know.
David Flora.
Exactly.
We're talking about these traits. You can't help having a trait. They could have helped by not fucking each other and keeping the trait so prevalent, though.
Yeah, you don't have to add extra traits to the tree here.
But then we're going to find out that also it was kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy of why they were doing that. It's this whole comedy of errors. I hate to use the word comedy, but it's a hell of a trait to pass on from one another and something that is hard to hide. We're going to go to break real quick, and when we come back, it's Inbred Science Hour.
On Nova.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I have to go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay. Well, David, it is time to break out the old Fugit family tree. Tell us about them, if you will.
It's just a post.
It's just a stump.
That took you a second.
It's an incredibly wide, wide stump. It doesn't go very high. Oh, my God. Luckily, they couldn't fall out of the ugly tree and hit every branch of the way down because there's no branches.
That's right. They were all themselves.
They were impaled. Amazingly, this is so terrible. Hot. This is terrible. We're going to hell for this. Anyway, tell us a little bit company. About the family and how it started and where it got to.
Well, let's start with Martin Fugit and Elizabeth Smith. who had married and settled near Hazard, Kentucky around 1820.
Sadly, though, I want to throw this out there. This is Hazard, Kentucky, not Georgia, or this could be the Blue Dukes. But that's another story for another day.
That's right. These guys were keeping the curves curvy, and they kept the hills rounded.
Someday melanoma might get them, but the law never will.
Hazard High School was a big competitor to us in marching band.
Oh, really?
And the funny thing about it is, and this was just when I was going to school, but they only had like 15 kids in the band.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like, you got to have at least 50 kids to have a
well, that's the school.
Decent you know, show on the
some
field.
Some of these schools have like 5, 10, 15, 20 kids a class. Not a class. I mean, that's that year's class.
That's the
graduating
year, yeah.
Class
that's the
of 19.
So, yeah, Hazard was famous for being super tiny but good. Like, they were all good musicians, and their shows were pretty decent. Like,
it was a weird band,
marching band's
though,
a whole different world.
Well, of the 15 kids that they had, 12 of them played banjo, so...
It was amazing when you got that all in harmony. But anyway, Marty and Liz just so happened to both be carriers of this recessive methemoglobinemia.
Here, let me look this up real quick. I'm going to see. I bet online it will tell us.
Methemoglobinemia?
Is that your?
I'm guessing hemoglobin is in there with the globinemia. Anemia is like a deficiency.
All right, here we go. Methemoglobinemia. One more time. Methemoglobinemia.
Okay, so they're not saying the shorthand, which is just the meth.
Yeah, gene. Which I went through with meth. Yeah, methemoglobinemia. Methemoglobinemia.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Iridocyclitis.
Like I said. Boom.
Meth-H. They call it Meth-H. Scientists Met call H. it Meth-H because they can't even say it.
I mean, it's the meth gene. Come on. And it's still prevalent.
Meth-H. Oh, my God. Kentucky has the meth gene.
Anyways, four of their seven children exhibited blue skin.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not something that's just a skin color, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a disorder that can cause heart abnormalities and seizures if the amount of methemoglobin in the blood rises above 20%. But the ranges between 10 and 20% can cause blue skin without other symptoms.
Interestingly, so this would not be such a bad thing if it wasn't for the fact that that continued sexy time within the very limited local gene pool. And when you do that, it'll always ensure that the gene gets passed on because you're banging carriers. And this gene pool was kept very shallow because they were all banging each other. Why? Well, it's kind of simple. They were embarrassed by their blue skin, so the families retreated even further from society, even from these hill country people, and only exacerbated the problems because they only interacted with themselves for a period of time. They became cut off from contact with the whole wider population. They married cousins, aunts, and other close related people, and it greatly increased the odds of inheriting that condition when you both are carriers, that too. So it's no surprise that so many of these descendants of the Fugits were born with the meth gene, meth H gene.
Quote, if you took any random person in the population, maybe one in 100,000 would carry this gene, if that many, end quote, says Ricky Lewis, a science writer and author of the textbook Human Genetics Concept and Applications. I feel like one in 100,000 is kind of high.
Yeah. You know,
higher than I would suspect. And then that's followed up by the other quote, if you're marrying your cousin, it's 1 in 8. And the risk skyrockets if you're sharing blood.
Yeah. So this is back 100+ years ago, but descendants with this gene continue to live in the area around Troublesome Creek and Ball Creek into the 20th century. Are you familiar with Troublesome Creek and Ball Creek at all?
I'm not, no.
No, that's too
There's
bad.
There's a bunch of creeks in Kentucky.
And I don't think anyone's going to be surprised about this, but people talk, especially when they talk about there's a whole family of people that have blue skin living out in the woods, which sounds like a lie. And then everyone's like, nah, I seen it.
Seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah. So they eventually
came blue. These blue people over there, over that other holler. It's just like, it's blue grass and blue people.
Yeah. Yeah. Kentucky is known for its blues. Well, they eventually came to the attention of this nurse named Ruth Pendergrass and her colleague, Dr. Madison Cowain III, I believe, C-A-W-E-I-N, the third. He was a hematologist at the University of Kentucky's Lexington Medical Clinic. We know so much about their condition and everything because these two made a very detailed study of the ancestry, the condition, and the kind of the whole family. The family was willing to get help. That's important. And Madison found a report from 1960 by a public health doctor, E.M. Scott, who published in this Journal of Clinical Investigation, which I celebrate its entire back catalog. His research on the phenomenon among native Alaskans. It can happen with the people from there. Again, remote, smaller gene pool, things like that. And it was based on a theory that a deficiency of the enzyme diaphorase is the cause of the oxygen deficiency in red blood cells, causing the blood to appear brown, which in turn made the skin of those affected appear blue. It's so simple. It's so simple. I mean, come on.
Robot.
It is a party. In turn, then our good doctor treated the family with methylene blue, which eased their symptoms and reduced the blue coloring of their skin. And in turn, then he eventually published his research in the Archives of Internal Medicine in 1964. And you can find a link in the show notes if you want to delve deeper into it.
Like laying in your hammocks and reading medical research.
Archives of Internal Medicine.
We can't hide it.
We're not shaming. Sons of bitches. I know it. I know you love it.
Go ahead. Go for it.
All right.
We're not stopping you. We ain't stopping you. It's a nice little treat for you guys. Go on. Read their medical journals. We don't care.
Ooh, a new medical journal. The adventure begins again. All right, Mr. Flora, tell us what happened to the Fugits with the blue skin.
Well, there's a fellow by the name of Benjamin Stacy, who was born in 1975, and he's the last known descendant of the Fugits to have been born exhibiting the characteristic blue color of the disorder, though he quickly lost his blue skin tone, exhibiting only blue tinges on his lips and fingertips, you know, if he was cold or all a dither, if he was agitated in any way.
How cool would it have been if it was green when angry?
That's a missed opportunity. You know, if they got to turn blue, why couldn't it have been green?
What if if you had too much iron, maybe that would do it?
Too much iron. I don't know. No, that's how Magneto uses you to escape from prison. Too much iron in your blood.
Fair.
Thanks a lot, God. Missed opportunity on all of these. There are other Americans who have inherited this blood disorder. And some have tried to prove that they have Fugit ancestors, but searches for direct links have so far proved inconclusive because, spoiler, there weren't a lot of paperwork when people are in the backwoods of Kentucky banging out children, and then some of them move away, and it's hard, you know, they don't have the best paperwork. We also should note, most of the Fugits lived long and healthy lives. That's important to say. The bluest of the Fugits, the one that they say was just stark.
A walking. Yeah. She got killed at a chocolate factory later. That's how black she was.
They rolled her away. Luna Stacy, she had 13 children and lived to the age of 84. So even though this can cause issues, it didn't really. They had a high enough amount to be blue, but a low enough amount to not have the other issues. The doctor, Cowan III, he died in 85, but the family charts and blood samples led to a sharper understanding of recessive diseases that only surface if both parents carry a defective gene. That's kind of an interesting thing that this family who had this issue and it plagued them for so long, they allowed these doctors to come in and study them, and then it led to understandings of diseases and how they spread and how we can work with them. So
silver lining.
Yeah. It's a blue lining, actually.
Bluish silver.
Colloidal silver lining. Speaking of colloidal silver, we're going to go to break again. And we come back, we're going to talk all sorts of Alex Jonesness and how you yourself can turn yourself blue from the comfort of your own home with some Gwyneth Paltrow intervention if you need it. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria 51.
Blue goo.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So what's that you said during the break there? You're jealous and you wish you had a blue pallor?
Are you blue with envy?
I'm blue. I will be. If I OD, I will die. If I OD, or whatever the hell he said.
I think that's right. I think that's perfect. Yeah. I thought it was Eiffel 66 for a second.
If you feel cheated that you don't have a beautiful blue hue, well, worry not, intrepid listener. There is still hope for you. As we promised before we went to break, what is the secret ingredient that they can add to the slurry to make themselves blue?
Your at-home blueening kit.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the piece they need? The piece to the resistance that'll do it?
Well, that'll be colloidal silver.
Yes. Enter one Mr. Paul Carrison. So if you watch daytime TV at all, or you did back in the day, you might have caught this cat on a ton of stuff like the Today Show and lots of other stuff in the aughts. Like in 2008, I know he was on the Today Show, but he kind of made the rounds. Paul was 57 at the time, and he told all the people watching at home that he saw an ad in a magazine showing an old daisy brought back to life by nothing more than the power of the solution it had been placed in. Silver ions and water.
You sound like an infomercial.
I'm trying, man. If Alex Jones can get the amount of money we just found out he was making, I mean, bring on the pecker powder or whatever the hell we're gonna.
Actually, you should start that.
Hey, who wants pecker powder? And so, Mr. Paul. Now, this guy we're talking about, he literally looked, this is not a joke, he looked like Papa Smurf. His skin was bright, bright, bright blue, and he had white hair and a beard. White beard, white hair. He said the flower looked freshly cut, so Paul bought a device to make his own colloidal silver at home.
Always fun. New hobbies.
Yeah, right? Well, this one kind of didn't work out for him. One thing led to another, and soon he was drinking, much like Iron Man in that episode where he's got to, like, keep the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
10 ounces a day for the tumbler of colloidal silver-infused water, hoping to improve his general health. And dabbing it on his face for his dermatitis, you know, for good measure. And he did this not for a few days or weeks or after a few years of this regimen, he had developed a incredibly severe case of what doctors called argyria, yeah, which is a blue grayish discoloration of the skin and mucous membranes, which looked just like the fugits. It was crazy. It is literally caused by excessive exposure to chemical compounds of the element silver. Not just like ingesting it. If you worked in like a silver mine, you get the silver dust. And he had that in spades because he's drinking the shit every day for years.
Drinking it, rolling in it, just bathing.
Just dabbing it, doing dabs of colloidal silver. Just, yeah. Anyway, plus, and doctors say more research is needed, but they believe that argyria can cause loss of kidney function, plus a lack of night vision, likely due to damaged rods in the eyes from the exposure to silver or silver dust particles in the ocular region. Now, if you guys happen to look up argyria online, there are a ton of bright blue people having their eyes like hold down so you can see like their eyes are blue. I don't mean like blue. I mean all of it. It's a rough thing to look at. It is. I don't know. Did you look these up at all? Are you familiar with Paul?
I've seen them. Yeah. It's wild. I think it inspired James Cameron.
Right. Yeah. And, in another 15 to 20 years, we're going to get a sequel to that. Anyway, this just goes to show, man, if you're going to dabble in alternative medicine, you really, really need to do your research. And the problem is you got people like Alex Jones and Gwyneth Paltrow and others still hawking this shit to this day. Go to Whole Foods and you can find it. Why is that? Why is that so prevalent, do you think?
Laziness.
Yeah,
I think it's another quick solution to something, or they think it promises a quick solution, and it also gives people a sense of I know better.
Yeah,
from other people, I am in on this. You don't understand. You know, I feel more secure in my personality and my own knowledge. That I am above this, and I'm you noobs out there who aren't doing this, you know, you're on a different level, and that level is lower than mine. I'm better than you. I need this.
I think also too, you have these people that are celebrities or important to you, the proverbial you, telling you to do these things, and it almost makes you feel like you're in the know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Or
you're part of a tribe.
Or you have, and I'm not saying anyone listening to this is part of this, but maybe you have a less than average IQ and you are easily swayed. And then you have these people that are taking in good faith. They're using you and saying, oh man, you gotta use this stuff. It's amazing. This powder, this thing, this everything. And it has not been cured by the FDA. It's not been cured by anyone but their own pocketbook. Well,
the FDA is compromised. They're corrupt.
Well, aren't they?
So anything that they approve or say, you need to do the opposite of anyway. So
are you saying that we shouldn't take the U.S. government's word at, you know, just at face value? You heard it here first.
You know what's funny? A listener of mine on Blurry Photos, going by the handle Gray Cat, actually sent me a bar of colloidal silver soap as a joke gift.
You should just use it on your penis for as long as possible and then just have your wife be like, what the hell? I don't know, baby. I don't know. I just don't
Old
know.
Blue dick.
I don't know why that was where my mind went. I don't like the fact that my mind went to your penis, but it did.
It's like a magnet, man. I don't know.
Baby, I blued my own penis.
How about a blue job?
Now that we have three of you left, let's keep going. No, seriously, though. You know, we're looking at these people. I don't know if you guys have watched this whole Alex Jones stuff coming out in the news lately. Did you see the amount of money that he's making? Like $800,000 a day on some of the times when they were pushing stuff from his, his shop. His non-medical supplies. His
online merchant space.
Yeah, yeah. It's not just with him or Gwyneth Paltrow who tells you should really drink alkaline water and throw a couple slices of lemon in there for taste. She literally told people to do that. You know, why? It's a nice thing to do while you're steaming your vagina.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sticking rocks or jade or whatever it is.
It's called goop, and I'll ask you to address it proper. Anyway, silver's been popular for a long time. Tell us about some of the ancient times and their shenanigans with silver. I should say shenanigans. They did a better job of it than some of the people today.
I mean, there is a basis in this that comes from a non-scientific understanding of it that turned into a scientific one, mm-hmm. but it's been favored as a defense against infection since ancient times.
Yeah.
I think that has to do with bacteria and stuff can't handle it or can't survive on the surface of it anyway yeah. for very long.
Mm-hmm.
In AD 78, silver slag, the stuff left over from smelting silver, was reported that it, quote, has healing properties as an ingredient in plasters, end quote. So I guess, you know, it just radiates healing on your walls. Cyrus the Great, king of Persia from 550 to 529 BC, stayed healthy by drinking only boiled water stored in silver flagons. And that's mm-hmm. according to Herodotus. And he said mule-drawn carts laden with silver urns followed King Cyrus whithersoever he went. I got you.
I like it.
I don't. There was no. Okay, it was just the water that was stored.
He just stored it in silver flagons. Yeah,
that was boiled and then drank. So, because there's no reports of him being blue. So,
I think what they're saying is, so it was they'd have this water left out all the time, and it was easy to get bad shit in it, but he just so happened to keep his in silver, which kept microbes and things away. So he was healthier than a lot of people at the time. And now they looked back on it and said, oh, because he kept it in water, the water in silver. So microbes and things didn't have the time to form in those chalices I mean, and things like that.
If he's also boiling it, then that's doubling it up.
Right. So. Right. What a crazy man. Boiling his water before he drinks it. What an idiot.
During the Middle Ages, monks popularized the use of silver nitrate, a salt formed by reacting silver with nitric acid to treat ulcers and burns. Now, spoiler alert, relative to other pre-modern health tips, these were actually pretty good ideas because as scientists discovered once they finally figured out germ theory, silver does have germ-fighting abilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also like the fact that I add silver nitrate and colloidal silver to all of my bullets just in case.
Oh, just in case. Why
just
not?
Just in case.
Well, I mean, that's another thing that you know is a whole different branch of this, what we're talking about, is silver as a protective substance as well, you mm-hmm. know. The exact mechanism by which it attacks bacterial cells still isn't clear, but scientists have some guesses.
They're leaning towards the same fairies and pixies that shuffle the cards in tarot. I think they say just scrub the walls for you when you're drinking from silver, because why not?
Silver is most toxic to microbes in its ionized form. That is the chemical symbol mm-hmm. Ag, which is argentum. Ag positive, which is the ion of it, same mm-hmm. as those silver nitrate salts. That seems to deactivate important microbial enzymes and potentially screw with DNA replication.
Ooh.
Which, as you can imagine,
yeah,
kind of dangerous to play around with.
CRISPR.
Do you want the silver package?
Yeah, please.
In 1999, the FDA declared that over-the-counter products containing colloidal silver ingredients were misbranded and not generally recognized as safe, banning its sale as an over-the-counter drug.
Yeah, right. Right.
What does that mean, Brent?
It just means it sits on the shelf in a different part of the pharmacy as a supplement now instead of a medication. So you can't sell it as a medication, but people can still buy it as a supplement and turn yourself blue or poison yourself or do any other fucking sort of nonsense because you heard someone. There is nothing wrong with going out and researching and trying to look into other forms of you know, holistic medication, as long as you're not hurting yourself, you mm-hmm. can. That's the point. You know, a lot of this stuff has been trial and error over a long time, but we now know the trial and the error And maybe people sometimes don't always look into that. So also, I think a lot of the problem is people go, well, also the drug pharmacies are evil, which they are. So it's kind of a double-edged sword here. Is there some magic fruit out there that's going to cure you? Probably not. But, you know, do your homework, do your research. A cursory glance online is more than a lot of people do, especially when they're watching InfoWars or Gwyneth Paltrow, and she goes, oh, put this in your coffee every morning and you'll live to be 106. Sorry, another clot I just spit up. You know, I don't think she's actually spitting up clots, but she's just, you know, don't go to her for your health advice. Please, dear God. Anyway.
Yeah. Celebrities, listening to celebrities.
Don't fuck your aunt or your first cousin or anything like that. Please. Especially if they have any weird, I shouldn't say especially, period. But especially if they're blue or any other unheard of color that shouldn't be. But that's just me.
What are you doing, Step Blue?
Jesus. I don't know, man. Will we ever see another family like the Fugits, do you think, because of stuff like that? Or are we progressed past that?
I would say we're probably past it, but I'm sure there are little enclaves of people who are isolated from society and don't want anything to do who could end up this way.
Yeah, I mean, or maybe outside of America or in other countries and things
could,
like that.
Could be that. But still, like, even if you've got an isolated inbred family, one of them has to be that 1 in 100,000 to get to.
Or two of them, really, for it to be such a thing. It was just so happened.
Well, yeah, and then two of them have to keep it going, you know.
Yeah, like, unfortunately, like way back in the 1800s, 1820, Martin Fugit and Elizabeth Smith both were carriers. They had two kids, and they had two kids, and they had two kids with each other.
Is that not the, like, kind of the craziest part of it, though, that there were two people that had this?
Right.
This gene that...
Yeah, they came over to America and got married, and all of a sudden, the Blue Hills of Kentucky are born.
Blue moon.
The blue moon of Kentucky. Keep on shining. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And if you want to do it and you want to do this at home, well, you know, I wouldn't advise it, but you can recreate it. Yay! You know, a Mr. Wizard style with just a few ounces of colloidal silver infused water every day for a few years, and you two can have a blue pallor and go on the Today Show. How fun.
Did that dude stop? Did he get back to normal?
So he was 57 in 2008, so he's got some age on him now. He died in 2013 at 62. A heart attack led to pneumonia and severe stroke. He was a heavy smoker and underwent a triple bypass in 2008. And nope, he never stopped. He continued to use colloidal silver until his death because he thought, fuck the blue, sexy.
He really backed the blue.
Yeah, he really did. Like, he was on TV, you know, and people were like, dear God, you're blue. And then he did it until he died. That's a...
He didn't really... get a chance to see if he'd return to normal.
Right. Sounds yeah. Like. He never stopped. So you're on television because you have done this to yourself. You know, let's keep it going. Didn't that just blow your mind? I don't know. Guys, have you ever seen anyone that was blue, or do you know anyone that's blue because they've had, and it can be a lot of it can just be because you have this thing and it is prominent in your blood. Let us know. You can let us know by, well, number one, hopping on Facebook and looking up Hysteria Nation. That is our Facebook discussion group, or facebook.com/hysteria51pod. That is our regular Facebook page. Tweet to us at Hysteria51pod. Talk to us about it on our Discord server. There's a link to that in the show notes, as well as Patreon. You can get Up All Night's Mad Blur Hysterias, Cafeteria 51s, lots of radio dramas, fun photos, all sorts of shenanigans on there. voicemail, 773-669-7277. Again, 773-669-7277. Or you can go to our webpage, hysteria51.com. And there is a microphone on there. You can click it and leave a voicemail, and you can find all these links and much, much more. Outside of that, sir, what you got going on in the blurry side and quiz, quiz, bang, bangy side of the world?
Same old stuff. Still doing deep dives on these same types of topics on blurry photos, blurryphotos.org to find all that stuff.
Listen, this guy, .org, thinks he's better than us.
It's because there's a dude named Jason Lee who's got blurryphotos.com, and it's a photography thing. So, and he's still got it.
Oh, yeah. Not Jason Lee, the skateboarder turned movie star who was in all the Kevin Smith movies.
Right. Yeah. But anyways, never had a chance. And he's still bobbing around. It's been 10 years for both of us. So we're just waiting for the other one to die, I guess.
you son of a bitch, Jason Lee.
I'll outlive you out of spite. And Quiz Bang, still get your trivia fix with practice questions 3 times a month. And then once a month, we do the format of those questions in a competitive 2-on-2 episode, and it's usually just a lot of fun. We like to just hang out, have fun, tell some jokes along with the trivia.
Or if you're like me, who suffers from anxiety, incredibly painful when I'm like, Jesus, I know this, but I can't come up with it. I watch Jeopardy at home and I'm like, psh, loser, psh, got it.
Oh yeah.
And then if you like, I go and I play like Trivial Pursuit with people and I'm like, I don't know anything. Because yeah. I just like I clam up or something.
Your brain just shuts off, man. In when you're in a situation where you're mm-hmm. being asked to do it. If you weren't asked, you'd know all the answers.
That's yeah, or at least the ones I should know. That's what gets me mad is when I'm like, name your wife. Oh fuck, I've met her. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue.
That's great. Yeah. So quiz, quiz, bang, bang. That's where you find the trivia stuff. So that's what I got going on.
Sweet. Well, that's been our thoughts on all things blue. If I OD, I will die. I don't know. That's dumb.
I OD, I will die.
With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Stay woke, meet sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth hand joint.